when we go from there, the spin bowling lineup is as good as I've ever seen New Zealand spin bowling stocks. We've got both Nathan and Vittori.
Yes, it's a bit harsh. I was saying it on the game last night, I think it was, or maybe it was on the radio. It must really suck to be Nathan McCallum, one of the top slow bowlers in ODI last year. As soon as Vittori's back, I'm sorry, bro, you dropped.
Yeah.
Like, I'm number one in the world. No, you dropped. We've got Vittori, you know. It's... But at the same time, it's an awesome place to be at for New Zealand, selecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got the number one ODI slow bowler, or I had the previous ODI slow bowler, number one slow bowler. You know, you've...
And Dave, let's face it, Daniel Vittori's worth his weight in gold in limited overs cricket.
Yes,
and
he is getting on a bit, and he has passed his prime on it, but he's still worth...
But he's worth 10 good overs of at three and over.
3 to 4 and over. Yeah. It's not quite as... It used to be 3 and over, if not less, you know, and get a reasonable amount of runs. Now it's perhaps...
But he's part of that strangling act, and I imagine he'll have people like Grant Elliott and Williamson... supporting him in that strangling act.
I mean, that was part of the problem last night with yesterday with the game, was that Vittori went for nearly 5 and over, and he just had
a bad
day.
Is there a place for, if we were to drop Martin Guptill, is there a place for two spinners in this side? Is Daniel Vittori a strong enough batsman to be pushed up the order spot and have Nathan McCallum take his spot in that batting lineup?
I think that Vittori is almost, a good enough closer in his own right to have a bit more of a batter who bowls position as opposed to a bowler who bats, which he's filling at the moment. And Nathan McCallum's also a very good batter and a very good closer.
Yeah, and after that, we'd be following through with Saldi and then potentially Carl Mills.
Well, I think it's Mills then Saldi. Mills has the better...
Mills is a very good closer, both with the bat and the ball.
Yeah, Mills has got a better head on his... Yeah. I think Saldi's actually got the better talent for both, but Saldi bowls very well, but his batting is always just, I'm just going to smash the ball as hard as I can every single delivery. And when it works ridiculously well, but it just doesn't work well enough. And
Mills can smash the ball
Kyle Mills will ensure that he sees the ball first, he knows what it's doing. If he's not sure, he'll wait a couple of balls, and then he's like, oh, it's bouncing here, this is how it's moving, right? This is the ball hit, bang.
This is the thing, right? We don't even really, we've been talking about weaknesses. New Zealand doesn't even really have a weakness in that top order. It's just basically us going, it's not as good as it could be.
Yes.
It's not optimised.
Not optimised, yes. That's perhaps where it's all going to be torn down for us. Yeah. That's where I'm feeling quite confident coming to this, is that we probably do have the strongest squad coming into a World Cup we've had. Full stop. And that's counting. That's including the 91 World Cup.
Oh, no, the 92 World Cup.
Which
I think we were going into it not favoured at all.
Oh, no, we're close.
And we had a very good squad of journeyman players who were well motivated by Martin Crowe and one or two very good performers in Martin Crowe, Deepak Patel, and Mark Greatbatch, and everybody else played around them.
Yeah.
This team doesn't need one or two players to play around them. There are players to...
Yes.
Step up and just have their day.
Which makes it say that much better, because you have everybody there. There's no real, journeyman. They're all really good. And then you've got the ridiculously outstanding players.
Mm.
You know, your B-Mac, your Taylor, your Williamson, your Vittori's, These, Salvi, Mills, these are exceptional world-class players. And,
I don't think we've had such a strong fast-bowling stock in my entire life of being a New Zealand fan.
No,
like, nobody's injured. Touch wood. If there is injury, Mike Henry comes in. It's not even, such a bad thing.
Yes.
You know, we're just kind of thinking, maybe we're stronger if Mike Henry, I hate to say this, because Carl Mills is a wonderful servant for Auckland cricket and New Zealand cricket, of course. But if he were to get injured and Mike Henry coming, I would not complain one bit whatsoever. Say that.
But, yes, I do agree. Henry, and it has been talked about on Talkback Radio, is perhaps the biggest disappointment of missing out.
But who would you have dropped? I don't think you could drop Carl Mills. We just need that canniness from a bowler.
That's the same. And then you've got Adam Milne, who... possibly could be dropped, but he gives something different to all the other bowlers. And
Trent Bolt,
how are you dropping him? I mean, yes, he's a much better test bowler than he is a one-day bowler, but he's still a ridiculously good bowler. And the same with Southie.
McLennan as well.
McLennan, yes. Who, once again, he offers something different. The problem with Henry is that he's a rhythm swing bowler.
Yeah.
And our rhythm swing bowlers are Mills, Bolt, and Southie.
Yeah.
And
Milne and McLennan offer something different.
They're
the pace.
You got either pure pace or, as they like to say, bowls a heavy ball, whatever that means.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, our spin bowling stocks are crazy good. Like, we've got Nathan McCullum and Daniel Vittori as our top two. And then, like, the thing is, the forgotten man of New Zealand cricket, Jeetan Patel, is still doing very well in domestic cricket. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with him in Africa. But the other Indian bowler who leg spin.
Yeah, I forget his name off the top of my head.
But, anyway, the spin bowling stocks are very good as well. That being said, I think New Zealand are not quite favourites because they don't have every department covered as well as the team I think are favourites, which is South Africa. As much as I hate to say it, chokers, but they have the best team. This time, if South Africa lose in a quarterfinal to any team, because they've never won a knockout game in a World Cup, they can genuinely be disappointed. There's no team in this group, Australia, New Zealand, England or Sri Lanka, they should fear. These are the four likely quarterfinalists from our group. None of those teams they should fear.
No.
Unless they face New Zealand and Wellington. that they can fear, you know, because the history and all that.
Yeah, well, there is history there, yes.
How good would it be if we beat them in Wellington and then beat Australia in Auckland and then went to the MCG?
And beat England there.
That would be amazing. I would be quite happy with that. That being said, South Africa will probably go to the final. I think New Zealand and South Africa are going to finish top, so they're going to both meet in the finals.
Yeah.
At least in my ideal world. And South Africa, there's no weaknesses in that team. The batting lineup is perfect. Like, Hashim Amla is one of the classiest modern-day greats, I think, at the moment.
Yes.
We're clearly genius. AB de Villiers, just as much genius. He's basically probably the most destructive batsman in the world. Probably equal to BMAC, if not more.
I think it's very easy to say that, since he's just hit the fastest one-day 100. So.
And he had, along the way, just coincidentally also hit the fastest one-day 50, just, you know?
Just to make sure that he ticked both the boxes.
Absolutely. South Africa's batting lineup, all fantastic players. Their bowling lineup, Mornay Morkel, Vernon Philander, Dale Steyn, and then they've got Imran Tahir giving that spin option. They have the complete team.
Yes.
There are no weaknesses. They have even little dibbly dobbly medium pace bowlers who can do things in New Zealand conditions. Yes. They've got the pace out and out to do everything in Australia. And they've got the spin in those grounds like the SCG and Eden Park, where spin is important and can make a big difference. And their batting lineup are just so good. They're not like England, who I think would struggle to chase 300. I think South Africa laugh at 300.
Yes.
I think a team as good as them, you basically go, if you could score 350, that's when you're like, okay, maybe we have a target that we can defend almost.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it's insanely difficult to get 350 against that bowling lineup that South Africa have. If they don't choke, if they don't face New Zealand in the quarterfinals in Wellington, or they don't face Australia in the quarterfinal in Adelaide, because if there's a banana peel, those are the two banana peels for them to face, right? And like that has to go into there. There's only psychological problems. Their squad is united. I think everyone loves each other in that team. They want to do well.
They're just playing outstandingly.
There's not even that pressure. Like, everybody goes, they're number one and they're expected to win, but South Africa, right? It's not even like the All Blacks in the 2011 World Cup, where the All Blacks had been choking until that World Cup, but everyone kind of was like, but this is your home World Cup. New Zealand wins World Cups at home.
Yeah.
That being said, South Africa had some bad memories about their previous World Cup in Australia, getting to the semis and having that weird run, the weird formula come up saying they needed to get 20 runs in two balls, which... It was originally 20 runs in 7 balls, which is obviously doable.
Yes.
That being said, if there's ever been a World Cup that was meant to destroy Ghost's past, this is the one for South Africa. I think they're favourites. I don't think they're going to win the World Cup, but I think they are the favourites. Well, they have the best team.
I think easily they're the favourites. You say they've got the best team. They've got a team that just, say, has no weakness. You look at it and just go, it is so strong. And they're playing ridiculously well at the moment. They're just hitting their straps all at the right time. Everybody's playing really well. You know, they destroy attacks both with their bowling and their batting. And they're coming.
They field them magnificently.
They field as like always. Demons, yeah. As like I say, like always, they've got a group where they've just. I feel it's the easier group. They're just gonna blast their way through. You say.
I don't think they have any problems against Pakistan. India might be a challenge.
Yes, that would be the one there. I would have thought.
And the West Indies are another team. I don't think they'll have any problems.
Well, they finished destroying them not too long ago.
And the associate, and they've got Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. I mean, it would be nice if Zimbabwe could beat a South Africa at a World Cup game. It's been the first time since 1999, 15 years ago. But I don't see that happening either. And the associates there, like Ireland
and the UAE,
I think, like I said, we've talked up Ireland's chances as an associate, but they're not going to beat South Africa.
I don't think so.
There'd have to be some weird Duckworth-Lewis formula, and somehow they choke it. It's a real Alan Donald drops the bat situation, or they miscalculate their Duckworth-Lewis thing. I mean, what hasn't South Africa done to not win? I mean, I'm serious. This is the thing. They are the opposite of Pakistan. They somehow find ways to lose games they should not.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. It might be one of the fun things of this tournament to watch, and just knowing that South Africa, you just look at it, and it's really too hard for them to choke this, to screw it up somehow. So it's going to be entertaining to watch to see where they do it. Yeah. You know that they're going to do it somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be how they do it. That's the mystery. That's the thing to watch for. It's like, where is South Africa going to trip up?
We'll find out. And I got South Africa in my workplace cricket World Cup pools, which I was not too unhappy with. I knew I wasn't going to win the pools now that I got South Africa, but still, on that note, I think we covered the World Cup quite well, and hopefully we'll do a few more podcasts as the games go on, and we'll hopefully hear you then.